إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهدي ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحابته ومن تبعه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقال تعالى في القرآن المجيد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. Praise indeed and gratitude is only for Allah. We praise Him, the Lord of the worlds. As we praise Him, we seek His forgiveness, guidance, His mercy. We seek His refuge of Allah from our bad deeds, as we seek His refuge and protection from the bad that's inside us. Know then, one who is guided by Allah, they are truly guided. One who is left to go astray, they will not find a guide or a protector or a helper after that. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. Glory be to Him, Lord of the heavens and the earth and all that is between them. He has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is his slave and messenger. Brothers and sisters, here we are in yet another year. And so many of us think to ourselves, I never thought I'd see 2025. Isn't that so? And yet here we are, and how quick it's come, because we were thinking about that for 2024. Yeah, and life is like that, isn't it? How quickly the months go, never mind the weeks and the days, and how quickly the years go. And 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago seems like yesterday. And this is how time is going, isn't it? Yet another year of the solar Gregorian calendar. And Ramadan is not far away, is it, brothers and sisters? And the last one wasn't that far ago. Yeah? And such is time. Time is fast going and moving. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking oath by time in Surah Al-Asr. Asr has a meaning of time, of dahr, waqt. In Arabic, we say fi asrina, fi asr al qadim, in our present time, in the past time, in the old time. Yeah, but asr also has the time of late afternoon, so we have salatul asr. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings witness, says, yeah, Allah by oath means I bring witness time. I bring to witness time. To what? That surely all human beings are indeed in loss. We're all going to lose. First and foremost, we're losing time. That's the idea of taking time. Yeah. And what is time? All human beings are in a state of loss, but there's an exception. And the exception requires four characteristics. All four need to be there, not one. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Those who accept those who have faith, who believe. And they perform. Their belief is not just, they do good righteous deeds. They exhort one another, enjoin one another to truth and justice. And they enjoin and exhort one another to patience and steadfastness. So time, some of the ulama said, wal asr. By time, meaning your time's running out. It's fast going for your opportunity to be from those exceptions, or you'll end up being from the losers. So that's the idea of wal asr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives credence and importance to time to remind us of what? Well, us, or what duha, by the morning light, by the brightness of the morning. Wal layli idha saja, by the night when it is still. Or wal fajr, by the dawn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking oath by dawn. Or wal layl, wal layli idha yagsha, wal nahari idha tajalla, by the night when it covers with darkness. And by the day that comes with radiance and brightness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking oath by time to show us that He is controlling time, that He is the creator of al-duha and fajr and al-layl and al-shams and al-nahar. He is in control. And to remind us, here's another morning, here's another night of opportunity for you. Of opportunity for you. So time, in the end, yet human beings in this revolution of time and day and night, around us, majority of human beings, including believers, sadly, because believers are supposed to be woken up to the reality, come out of the matrix and see the reality. But how often are we deceived, brothers and sisters, despite the Muslim name and the Muslim family and the Muslim tradition? Or is it just a culture? Or are there stories of old? Yeah, or I'll wait till I'm old. Isn't that right? Before I think about religion? Yeah. So, same kind of thing with humanity. In a state of ghafla. Ghafla, people say heedlessness. The ghafla is the idea of purposely forgetting, neglecting the reality. Yeah, it's a bit like human beings. Days are going by, years are going around, months are going around, as we're saying. But it's like, and people who know the history will know, people who are older, like the camel or the donkey or the oxen that was used to go around the well to draw water from. Going rounder, and they used to put blinkers on it. That's ghafla. That's ghafla. They put blinkers on it so it can't see the rest of reality. All it sees is going around the well, round and round, round and round and round and round. That's how human beings are living their life. Like the oxen, like that camel, and like that donkey. With blinkers on, we say. Blinkers. Yeah? Day after day, go to work in the morning, come back, take the kids to school, drop them off, go and make some money. Weekend comes, oh, it's time to have enjoyment time, yeah? Have a party, go and get, have a drink, watch a match, yeah? Which game is it this time? Oh, they're winning, they're losing. Oh, look, I've got less money, I need to make more money, do overtime. Yeah, I've got one car, they've got three cars. I've got to get a better car, bigger house. Yeah, this is week in, week out. Well, I've got to go for a holiday. I've got to plan for the holiday. It's, once a year isn't enough. They're going three times a year, so I've got to go. Now we've got to have this party. Now it's this occasion of celebration. Yeah? That's how life is for most people. That's how life is. That's all it is. That is the blinking animal going around the well. That is a blinkered animal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet, and not the reality. It's not that we were sent in the world not to do anything in the world except sit in a cave and worship Allah. That's not Islam, is it, brothers and sisters? We know that. We're here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us as ibad, as his slaves, to make the world a better place to live in and to establish truth and justice and goodness in it. To learn, to build bridges, to make better roads, to better technology, to benefit humanity in doing good. Nobody's denying that. We have been sent for that. But not just to fulfill my avarice and desires and greed, fill my pockets. It's about me, isn't it? Yeah. Going around and around has become about me. Oh, I haven't had a holiday. Oh, I haven't had this. Oh, I haven't got that. I haven't got... It's about me, not about others. Not about pleasing the Creator. And actually, Ghafla is forgetting the Creator. Hence this going round and round like this. فَقَالَ تَعَالَى Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
لَا يَغُرَّنَّكَ تَقَلُّبُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي الْبِلَادِ مَتَاعٌ قَلِيلٌ ثُمَّ مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمُ وَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادِ
Do not be deceived by the taqallub of the disbelievers. What is the taqallub? Taqallub from qalb means going round and round. So it can have the meaning of the ups and downs that are going on all around you, of people who are obsessed, disbelievers, with dunya. Because disbeliever here means they have cancelled in their life and in their mind God. Not that God disappears because they've decided to cancel him. And this is where the problem is. So don't be deceived. And here, taqallub in this context means by the leisures and luxuries and bright lights and winnings and money and richness and what seems to be glittering lights on social media and newspapers of the stars, how wonderful life they're having. Don't be deceived. Number one, it's not that wonderful if you dig a bit deeper. How wretched a life do they live? Actually, many of them, when they die or if they end up appearing to court, you find out what kind of filthy kind of life that many of them live and how miserable they are and how many psychiatrists are needed by them just to see them through the day and what pills are they taking. But on the picture and on the photo and in the film, it's amazing. This is deceptions of shaitan, brothers and sisters. Don't let this kind of thing deceive you from the disbelievers. Mata'un qaleel. Even if there is any enjoyment, is it? And we don't deny it. But it is enjoyment qaleel. Only little as compared to Jannah. And only little in regards to time. That is both the meaning of mata'un qaleel.
Thumma ma'wahum jahannam.
Then their abode is Jahannam, is hellfire. وَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادِ And what an evil and wretched resting place that will be. Why is that the case, that the abode is hellfire? Is it just because they had a nice time? So if I go on a holiday now, have some nice time with my family, have a nice dinner with my extended family, am I included in those? Is it just because of enjoyment? No! It is because of ghafla and cancelling God and doing it only for greed and avarice and fulfilling my desire with no concern with the hereafter. That's the reason why Jahannam is the place.
وَمَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ وَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ
Oh people, oh human beings, surely the promise of Allah is true, absolutely true. What promise? That you're going to die soon and this world's going to end. Your time's going to run out and you're going to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to answer on the day of judgment. And there is a hellfire waiting and a paradise. Take your pick.
Inna wa'adallahi haqq. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا
So do not let the life of this world deceive you. Life of this world, do not let the time that you have here deceive you. Deceive you into forgetting Allah, forgetting what is to come. Yeah? And thinking that it is forever this time. It is not. Do not let, because that is what the life of this world can do, because shaitan uses it to deceive us. Disbelievers are already deceived and they also are party of shaitan to deceive you and me. The foolish is the one who falls for the deception. Don't be from the foolish. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. And do not let the deceiver deceive you about Allah. That is a topic for a khutbah on its own, brothers and sisters. Do not let the deceiver deceive you about Allah, shaitan. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ. Surely shaitan is for you an enemy. فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًّا. So take him on as an enemy. Don't take him as a friend. Take him on as an enemy. So anything shaitan's calling you to resist, work against, that's taking shaitan on as an enemy. إِنَّمَا يَدْعُوا حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُوا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. Shaitan, he only is calling his party, meaning his followers. If you want to be his party, you're included in this. He is only calling his party so that they can become people of the blazing fire. You decide. What do you want? This is dunya. And time is revolving and running out. Time, they say time is money. In the material world, we have time is money. Actually, it's much more precious than that. Or they say time is golden. Some said time is gold, meaning the same thing. Time is golden has two kinds of interpretations. You can have the interpretation of it's golden, meaning money again, or time is golden, meaning it's precious. And for a believer, yes, it is precious, because time is life. It is precious. Every moment is an opportunity. Every moment is an opportunity to do good and please Allah and to ask forgiveness from Him while we still have the time to ask forgiveness. Is it not, brothers and sisters? So time is golden, time is a pearl, time is life, time is jewels. Yeah, that's what time is, and much more than that. Yeah, but the disbeliever and the one who is being deceived by shaitan reduced time to as though it was something else, as though it had a mind of its own. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes those saying, قَالُوا إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهْرُ وَمَا لَهُمْ بِذَلِكَ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ. They say, who? The atheist. Those who make themselves into God and their desires are God. This is shirk. An atheist is doing shirk. Many people don't understand that because they made themselves into God and their desires rule them. They say, there is nothing but the life of this world. In here, illa hayatuna dunya, except our life in this world. There's nothing else. وَمَا يُهِي نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا. We die and we live. And nothing kills or destroys us or ends us except time. إِلَّا الدَّهْر. Time's in control. It's not God who's in control. It's time is in control. It's about a bit like Spinoza, the Jewish philosopher, who said, well, who removed God is controlling everything and put nature there instead. Nature's doing this. Nature's doing that. Yeah, I'd love to meet nature and shake hands with nature. Where's the brain of nature? Time. I'd love to meet time. Time, we should be worshipping you then, time. Because time's controlling everything. See the deception? Deception of shaitan. They say that only time it is that controls and kills and destroys us. Nothing else. وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهْرُ. And what does Allah say? وَمَا لَهُمْ بِذَٰلِكَ مِنْ عِلْمٍ. And about this, they have no knowledge. إِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ. They are merely guessing. Isn't that the reality? In reality also, despite all the science, despite cosmology and astronomy and physics and mathematics that goes so close with that, and the mind of people that developed all those, some of the greatest scientists who looked at the idea of time and space and what's beyond time and space, infinity, realized that they can't even understand time and space. What is time and space? Never mind what is beyond time and space. There are those who deliberated mathematically and scientifically on infinity. Infinity and the infinite, which is Allah. They said, in conclusion, we can't even understand our time and space, never mind what is beyond it. So no science, no maths, no mind of the human being will help us to realize and understand the reality of the infinite, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are many who actually believed in God, the creator, who's beyond time and space. But sadly, there are many who didn't have the humility to accept the words of the messengers and prophets and the final messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they thought they were better than what he brought. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم إنه الغفور الرحيم. If you can close the gaps, please, everybody. Stand up, make room for the people. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد أيها الإخوة. So time and space, we can't even understand that. How then can we fathom, can you imagine even, that Allah is outside of time and space that He has created? Subhanahu wa ta'ala amma yushrikun. Allah, glory be to Him. Can we even imagine? We can't even imagine that. Hu al-awwal wa al-akhir. He is the first and the last. He's no beginning, no end. So some try to counsel God. They said, oh well, universe and creation is infinite. It's always been around. And all the evidence that they have from science and mathematics is that it had a beginning. So when they come to that, then they play games. And we had some foolish philosophers, so-called scientists, who tried to say, well, it came from nothing. It came from nothing. Nothing comes from nothing. They can't even define nothing. Because when they say it came from nothing, like Krauss, for example, they say, oh yeah, there was some form, pre-existing form that was around. Like some believers said, form, get your own form. That's God's form that you're talking about. So it wasn't from nothing then, was it? If you're saying there was some form in the space. What is nothing? It's very difficult for you even to define and understand what space is. Not nothing. For us to imagine nothing is very difficult, actually. What is nothing? Because in our time and space sphere, everything is something. Because it's been created, including the space and every particle, subparticle, subatomic particle, every quark and anything less than that is all created. So what is nothing? Before you come out with anything to be arrogant, to try and cancel God, and you fail to cancel Him because you're still going to Him. So time, what is time? What is tape? Time in the sense, in reality, brothers and sisters, is life. And the creator of time and the controller of time is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people from the Muslims believe that Allah is time as one of His names, Ad-Dahr. Ad-Dahr. Why? Because in a hadith reported in Bukhari Muslim and others by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Qala ta'ala, yu'zini ibnu Adam, yusubbu ad-dahr, wa ana ad-dahr, biyadi al-amr, uqallibu al-layla wan-nahar, fa'idha shi'tu qabat." That's why they came to the conclusion that Allah is dahr, Allah is time. Actually, it's not correct. One of the names of Allah is not time. They got this misunderstanding because in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah says, the son of Adam or the daughter of Adam has insulted me. Yeah, or cause harm or hurt to me. How? That he or she, they insult time. Oh, what wretched time this, wretched time that, bad time. They insult time. And Allah says, I am time. But I am time doesn't mean that Allah is time. This is metaphoric to say that I am the creator and controller of time, which is explained in the same hadith in what follows. Because Allah says, بِيَدِي الْأَمْرُ In my hand is the control of everything. Yeah, I make the day revolve with the night and the night revolve with the day. In other words, I'm creating time. And when I decide, I'm going to fold them up, the day and the night. End time. So Allah is not time. Allah is the creator and controller of time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one. It's like, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Surely in the creation of the heavens and the earth, the alternation of night and day, surely there are signs for those who are wise. يُخْرِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَيُخْرِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ. He brings out yuliju al-layla fi al-nahar wa yuliju al-nahara fi al-layl wa yukhriju al-hayya min al-mayyit wa yukhriju al-mayyita min al-hayy. He brings out the night from the day and the day from the night. Allah's controlling all time. We run out of time. We're always running after time. Yeah, and before we run out of time, yeah, need to do something about it. I will continue with this topic next time, inshallah. If Allah gives us the opportunity, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to be those who are grateful to Him, to appreciate the time and the gift that He has given us of life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us our sins, keep us on Surat al-Mustaqim, increase us in iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlighten our hearts with His guidance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the whispers of the enemy shaitan and those who follow him. Allahumma ameen. Inna Allahumma malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وباركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون قوموا إلى الصلاة والإخوة